the Census Bureau continues to gear up for the 2020 count. Bureau officials say they're on time. That's thanks to recent software decisions and the hiring of certain IT personnel. But federal auditors say they found flaws in the Bureau's preparations. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
Is the Census Bureau prepared for 2020? Survey says that depends on who you ask. The Government Accountability Office says the Bureau still has a long way to go with its SEDCAP effort. The Census Enterprise Data Collection and Processing Program is billed as a more modern and efficient way for the agency to count and collect census information. Carol Harris, Director of IT Acquisition Management Issues at GAO, said during a House oversight hearing that with less than a year and a half to go before the 2018 end-to-end census test, the margin of error for such a complex effort is slim. But officials with the Bureau say the 2020 census is on time and on schedule, in large part to steps being taken for SEDCAP. I spoke with the director of the Census Bureau, John Thompson.
We're counting very, very heavily on SEDCAP to be successful and to deliver some key systems for 2020. So we have a very, very detailed schedule for the 2020 census. We have a very, very detailed schedule for SEDCAP. For the items that are overlapped, the schedules meet. But for example, SEDCAP is broader than just the 2020 census. It has other implications for the Census Bureau. So they're currently using some SEDCAP capabilities for the economic census. They're using some for our current surveys listings. So we're going to an enterprise service as opposed to building all these independent systems. It'll cost a lot more money. Where they overlap, the schedules are in sync. They are detailed schedules. We monitor them. We put out the schedule. We put out the schedule for making the decisions. We're meeting those decisions on time when we should be making them. This was a big milestone we had for SEDCAP, which was this build by, which we had made on schedule. Now what we have to do is make sure that we say, okay, now that we're going to buy a lot of the capabilities, we have to build this out. But we always planned, either if it was in-house or by, that we would be now doing the big scale up for 2020.
Can you talk a little bit more in detail about the build versus buy and some of the solutions and specifications that you guys needed to have built into the software?
So what we did was we built prototype systems to look at how we can use automation to make the 2020 census much more efficient. And we tested it in 2014, 2015, and we're in the field in 2016. The result of that is we were able to build a series of business rules and requirements that any system would have to meet to deliver 2020. Once we had those business rules, we could then evaluate the in-house solutions against the commercial off-the-shelf solutions. So we had to go through developing the business rules first. When we developed those, we did this very aggressive and thorough analysis. I say aggressive because we had to do it in a hurry. We understand that we are as concerned as the GO is that we got a short time to get it done. So we did a very rigorous analysis. We brought in Carnegie Mellon Software Engineering Institute to help us do that. And in the end, we decided that the commercial would offer a lot of value. With a few particular in-house features on it. And so we made that decision. Now we're going forward to scale up. The basic thing is, for the most part, we're taking a commercial solution.
And you said there's two other contracts that are getting awarded this summer.
And one of it's called our integrated communication contract, which is what we're going to use to hire an entity that will let us, develop a promotion strategy for the 2020 census. And provide an integrated strategy for, like, we want, when you do communications, you want everybody sort of doing the same kind of communications. You don't want one group saying one thing.
You don't want two different messages going on
in different languages. Right. We want to be, so even if we're going to have our people that, we want them to have the message. And we're hiring a professional company because, the Census Bureau is a statistical agency. We're a bunch of data nerds and things like that. We don't have expertise in, promotion. So that's going to be awarded this summer. We're also going out to award a pretty thorough contract for integration support, because it's now time to build up and scale up with staff to help build a lot of systems. We don't want to end up in 2021 with a huge number of staff that we then have to say, well, we don't need you anymore. So we're going to do that with a contracting vehicle so that we can bring on a large number of staff, you know, high quality IT staff to help us build up the 2020 census. And then, you know, when we're done, they go on to do another contract somewhere else, and we scale down because, you know, in 2021, we're just not going to need that huge workforce.
Okay. I know there was a lot of questions on whether or not things can be a little bit more simplified or the complexity can be reduced. Do you see anywhere where that might be able to happen? Or
so we always look at that on a, you know, how are we doing? Are we being too complicated? Do we have to simplify? The main goal for us is we need to put in place a system for the 2018 end to end. And if we can't develop certain capabilities for that system, then it's going to get foregone.
Despite assurances from Thompson and other Commerce Department officials, lawmakers were skeptical about the Bureau's timeline. North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows wanted to know what percentage of new technologies had been purchased for the census. But when Commerce CIO Stephen Cooper told him only about 50% of decisions had been made, the congressman said that was a disaster waiting to happen. Virginia lawmaker Jerry Connolly pressed Cooper on a document promised to the committee that laid out milestones so progress could be monitored. Cooper said the committee would have it by the end of July. Along with the quarterly communication, the Census Bureau will also be finishing up work this year and next on risk management and data security. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.